What do you get when you combine a cup of music, a teaspoon of stories, and a dash of culture and tradition? Mucho Radio, the new recipe for radio.
And welcome to Mucho African Radio Nova Scotia. I'm Nicole Johnson, your host of Our Seat, Our Table. We want to welcome the Honorable John Mahana, former Ghana president and the keynote speaker at the Black Business Initiative Conference, Unlocking Economic Development Through Youth Entrepreneurship. Welcome to Mucho Radio.
I was invited to give a keynote address at the Conference of Universities Studying Slavery. And that was held yesterday. I presented my paper, and I've been part of the programs of that conference. Today, the Black Business Initiative is holding this entrepreneurial conference for young people. Because I'm passionate about the youth, I decided to accept their invitation to attend. So I'm going to present a paper here on the youth as youth entrepreneurship as a means for economic development. And so I'm just getting ready to present that paper.
Well, thank you for being here with us today. I just have a few questions. And my first question is, Africa is one of the youngest continents in terms of when I speak to the youth or the younger generation. What is your message to African leaders when it comes to creating more opportunities for the younger generation and to create wealth and enterprise?
Well, in Africa, we have no alternative. We have to instill in the youth a sense of entrepreneurship. I'll give you an example of Ghana. We have a population of nearly 30 million people. Out of that 30 million, less than 700,000 are employed in the public sector, that is, employed by the state. Almost 80% of labor operates in the informal sector. And now we have young people coming out of school at all levels. And of course, you know, Africa's population is fast growing. We have the youngest continent. And so if we don't create opportunities for young people, they'll get frustrated. And when young people get frustrated, anything can happen. You are aware of what happened in North Africa, in Tunisia, when this young man set himself on fire, and that triggered the whole Arab Spring. I would say that sub-Saharan Africa is not immune from a spring of its own, because if young people continue to come out of school and cannot find, you know, appropriate opportunities to advance themselves, then once they get frustrated, anything can happen. Already we can see a lot of migration. They are willing to risk dying in the Sahara Desert and crossing the Mediterranean to be able to go to Europe. And so for us as leaders, one, we need to grow our economies faster, above 8% GDP growth rate per year, to create the kind of opportunities that they need. And then two, we need to provide them with the skills so that they're able to go out into the world of work. Currently, with the structure of education we have, it provides a theoretical grammar school type of education, which is what we inherited from the British colonial government. We need to vary that educational system so that by the time the children come out of school, they have some skills to make them employable or to go out there and set up businesses of their own. And so I think that that's a priority for us.
So you're here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, meeting with, you know, folks from the Preston Township and descents from the African Nova Scotia communities. What is the program framework, I guess, that invites conversation around the African diaspora? You know, what is the investment in your country that creates these opportunities and these conversations?
Well, as far as I know, Ghana is the only country in Africa that has passed what we call a Right of Abode Act. Now, the Right of Abode Act gives residents, opportunity for residents, to any person of African descent anywhere in the world who wants to come back home and settle. And so there are procedures for applying, and you get a residence permit. You're able to work, you know, you're able to set up a business if you want to come back home. And so Ghana has taken that step. And it is my hope that all other African countries will give the opportunity for our brothers and sisters who, through no fault of theirs, you know, were enslaved, their ancestors were enslaved and sent to other foreign lands, to be able to come back home and settle if they want to. And Ghana has set that example.
Wow, thank you so much. It was awesome to have this moment in time with you. I know you just finished doing the conference and you're a great keynote speaker, and we learned a lot. Your messaging, your wealth and knowledge of information has been inspiring. So thank you for taking this time again for having this interview with us. It is a fabulous time to be able to spend and hear your words of wisdom. Thank you. We're here at the end of our show, and I just want to thank Honorable John Mahana, former Ghana president. He was a great speaker. And for those of you who were able to be at the conference, you understand and you were in the room. But for those who are listening, again, tune into the station and listen in to our show. A seat here at the table.